Welcome to Wave Rider Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. Let's dive in.
Crude oil swung $35 in a single session, from 120 down to 85, and that one move flipped the entire market from red to green. But here's what you need to know before tomorrow's open. Whether today was real or a trap depends entirely on one pre-market meeting that most traders aren't even watching. Let's build the plan.
Yeah, and honestly, the closing numbers don't even begin to tell the story today.
Walk me through it, because when I saw that close, I thought, wait, did I miss something?
So, at the lows, the S&P was down over 1%. By the close, up nearly 1%. That's a nearly 2% intraday swing driven entirely by one commodity. Let that sink in before we even look at the final numbers.
That's wild. So the index closed green, but most of the stocks inside it were still underwater?
Exactly. S&P closed up 0.8, NASDAQ up 1.4, Russell up 1.1. All major indexes recovered from intraday losses exceeding 1%. But here's the thing. Breath is still broken. Only 4% bullish sentiment.
4%? That's basically nothing.
Nothing. 27% of names above their 20-day moving average, 35% above their 40-day. And sector divergence was stark. Tech led at plus 1.8, semis surged 3.9.
Hold on, semis up almost 4% on the same day financials are falling?
Financials down 0.5%. And get this, financials RSPF hit an all-time low reading of negative 1.69, consumer discretionary at all-time low, negative 1.00.
Wait, energy was down on an oil day?
Down 0.4%. On an oil-driven day. I mean, you can't make that up.
So the index is closed green across the board. Why aren't you more excited?
Look, I'd actually push back on calling this a real rally. The close was green, sure, but real to me means broad participation. 27% of names above their 20-day is not real. That's a narrow rip. It's like the paint job looked great today, but only 27% of the bricks are holding. That's not a house you want to move into yet.
Okay, so if the broad tape was still broken, what actually worked and why?
So the thing that stood out most, NVDA held green the entire time the market was down over 1%.
While everything else was getting crushed.
Exactly. Up 2.72% to 182.65. And you know, when a stock stays green while the market is down 1%, that's not luck. That's big money holding the line. It's like strong swimmers in rough water. Everyone else is flailing, but they're just treading, waiting for the current to shift.
What about the volume names? AVGO was insane today.
AVGO up 4.7% with RVOL of 2.6 and institutional tags. Volume at 2.6 times normal means real accumulation, not retail chasing. That's the difference.
And then there's HIMSS, 40% in a tape where 4% of stocks are bullish. Doesn't that feel like a trap? How do you know when a 40% move is real versus a one-day squeeze?
So HIMSS isn't a squeeze, it's a narrative shift. A GLP-1 strategic pivot fundamentally changes what the company's worth. The 40% isn't the story. The pivot is the story.
So you're saying the catalyst is the fuel. The price move is just the exhaust.
Exactly. Episodic pivots like HIMSS don't need the market's wind at their back. Zine up 49.6, RLMD up 60.7, Light up 14.7 on index inclusion. Each had a clear event that changed the stock's story. That's why they work even in ugly tapes.
Okay, and what about the names that couldn't participate even on a green day?
AJG down 4.54 and financials down 0.5% on a green day. Geopolitical risk is being priced into insurance names. Honestly, when a sector can't rally on a green day, that's not a dip to buy. That's a sector to avoid.
So even on a day where everything closed green, there were sectors you just had to stay away from entirely. What happened after the bell? Anything that changes the picture?
EDIT up 6.38% after hours on better-than-expected Q4 results. Risk appetite is alive in speculative biotech. Small data point, but it tells you the market isn't in pure risk-off mode.
Mm-hmm.
Then the cautionary tale. AAOI down 2.46% from open despite securing its first major hyperscaler order. Good news, stock already ran. First move was the best move. And honestly, AAOI is almost a preview of the risk you're going to face at the G7 Open tomorrow. Don't chase the second leg.
Anything else on the macro side worth flagging?
2-year yield edged up 3 basis points to 3.59. Worth monitoring if any Fed speaker commentary drops, but it's a secondary variable tomorrow.
So with no major economic data tomorrow, what's the one thing traders need to have circled?
The G7 energy ministers meeting pre-market. You know, tomorrow's empty calendar with that one meeting is like having one exam and nothing else on your schedule. All your energy goes to that single event. The market will trade oil and nothing else until those headlines drop.
So the G7 is the judge, jury, and executioner. Let's build the actual game plan. What do we do in each scenario?
Okay, so if G7 delivers meaningful coordinated stockpile release, crude drops below 85, futures gap up, SPY reclaims 570 resistance, first name I'm watching is NVDA.
What's the entry?
Gap and go above 185, but I need ROVL above 1.5 for conviction. If it gaps past 185 on weak volume, I'm passing. Risk to 178.
And if it gaps past 185 on weak volume, you're out?
Passing, not touching it. Next is AVGO. Buy the dip to 338 to 340 zone, risk 330. Patient entry, don't chase the open.
VRT?
VRT continuation above 268, stop 258, target 280 zone. AI infrastructure theme intact.
And if G7 disappoints?
Crude spikes above 95 to 100. NASDAQ tests its 200-day at 22,101. Stay flat or use XLE puts, short XLF below current levels for defined risk downside.
Don't try to short semis. Even after a 4% day, that's not extended enough to fade?
Look, I get the instinct. They ran hard. But that's exactly the wrong trade, and I've seen people blow up making it. Short the weakest sector, not the strongest.
Given that crude moved $35 in one session, how should traders be thinking about size tomorrow?
Reduce size before you know which scenario plays out.
Before, not after the headline.
Before, not after. Any single headline can move the tape 1-2% in minutes. It's like driving in fog. You can still get where you're going, but you need more room to brake. All long setups get hard stopped in the bearish scenario. No exceptions.
What's the single most important thing listeners should do tonight?
The G7 meeting is like a coin flip where you get to wait and see which side lands before you place your bet. There's no reason to guess. Let the headline drop, watch the oil reaction, then deploy capital.
Today's green close was real, but structurally shallow. Only 27% of names are holding, and the entire rally traced back to one variable, oil. Tomorrow, that same variable gets its next test at the G7 meeting. Be selectively bullish in semiconductor leadership. Honor your stops. Reduce your size.
And I'd add, stop discipline tomorrow is more important than the entry. If G7 disappoints and you're still holding, that's on you.
NVDA at 185.
Only on volume.
AVGO at 338 to 340.
Patient entry. Don't chase the open.
VRTT at 268.
Know your levels before the open, know your stops before you size in, and watch that oil reaction the moment G7 headlines hit. We'll see you back here tomorrow night with the verdict. Stay sharp.
That's all for today's episode of WaveWriter. Review today, prepare tomorrow. See you next time.